Okay, so my name's Angela, and going to camp. Okay, so going to camp, I really wasn't expecting much. I kind of was just going, you know, to spend time with my friends, and I really wasn't expecting anything. But Tuesday night, the preacher said something about how we pray to God, even like God's grace, and we pray to Him, and He answers us, even though we're not really close to Him, and He still gives us grace, and even when we mess up, He gives us second chances and all that. And that really spoke to me because, you know, I take God for granted, and I take what He's given me for granted, like being raised in a Christian home and being able to grow up in church. Like, I thought that was a right that I had, not that, you know, a privilege. So my goal is to be a better witness at school and have a better testimony and just serve Him here. And yeah, that's what I learned. Okay.
Hello, I'm Nicole Ariola. This is my third year of camp, my last year of camp also because I'm a senior. And kind of like Angela, I was expecting the Lord to speak, of course, but I wasn't really, I guess, expecting to learn anything. I thought, you know, I've learned everything. I've made all the decisions I could make. What else can I do? And really, the Lord humbled me. I'm looking for something. Okay. Well, I honestly wasn't convicted during the messages. I got things out of it, but until I went back into my notes and started studying them, that's when I felt conviction, and I was just really overwhelmed with it all. I made many decisions, and one of them was to stop comparing myself to others and to other families. I kind of grew bitter, not too much, but I kind of grew bitter a little bit. In my heart over the years, just comparing myself to others and other families. And also, I learned that I don't have to be the product of my environment. And I realized that good times isn't what makes me have a good life, but the presence of Christ is what gives me a good life. And I know that Christ is in my life because He set leaders in my life exactly who I needed. To help me with my struggles and to help me with my burdens. He's given me great friends, and that just reminded me, remember to keep Christ in my life. Also, I made the decision to not surrender my joy for meaningless things, things that are small that tick me, like, I don't know, my sister or my brother or maybe someone just being mean. I just surrendered, not to surrender my joy for something meaningless. And also during camp, we did devotions every day after each service, and we would read in 1 Thessalonians. And out of chapter 5, there's the verse, "Prove all things and hold fast to that which is good." And Pastor Sutton, the speaker of the week, also mentioned in one of his messages, ask yourself, is it right? Don't ask yourself, is it wrong? And I use that to apply to, you know, prove all things. Say, what I wear or what I say, how I treat other people, what I do, is it right? And to prove all things and hold fast to the good. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Katrina. Oh, that's loud. I'm going to be a freshman in high school, and this is my third year at camp. And it was by far my favorite year, to be honest. But the preaching was awesome. That was definitely my favorite part. Tuesday morning, our preacher talked about surrendering our joy. And he listed basically symptoms that you didn't surrender your joy to God. And that's one of the decisions I made, to surrender my joy to God, because people could tell that your joy isn't in God if you can't witness, if you're lazy, and all these other things. And the witness part really got to me because personally, when I was younger, I didn't know how to witness, really. Like, I don't know, people would ask me, hey, can you talk to this girl? She's not sure about her salvation or anything, but I'd make up excuses to not do it. Like, I try to find an adult to do it because I wouldn't know how. So after I heard the message about witnessing, I had the courage and I went up to Miss Ashley and I talked to her about it and she taught me how to witness. So thank you, Miss Ashley.
Hello, I'm Cheryl Variola. This is my third year going to camp. But before I say anything, I want to say thank you to Brother Art Bartlett. I love you, Brother Art. Thank you for paying for my camp. But I decided to give my life to the Lord this year and to give my whole heart and not just half of it. So, yeah, thank you.
Hi, I'm Gabby Delaney. I'll be a sophomore this year. First of all, I'd like to say thank you for all the counselors. Thank you for coming and putting up with us, even though sometimes it can be kind of annoying. I think the message that spoke to me most was Thursday night, and when you talked about being completely surrendered, not just half-hearted Christian life, but to do everything for the right motives and for God and do more, and that's what I got from camp. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Ace Mungkad. This is my second year of camp, and I loved it. It's very fun. The preaching was amazing, and one of the messages that spoke to me the most was Thursday night when in Jonah chapter 3, one of the points he said was a half-hearted, surrendered heart is not fully surrendered, and I realized that I have things in my life that wasn't fully surrendered to God, so my decision was to surrender my life to the Lord. Thank you.
Hello, my name is James Byron, and thank you all for your prayers, first of all, and for the people who, like Brother Sal and Brother Jeff and Brother Derek and Brother Michael, for taking the time to take us to teen camp. The preaching was very, very good. It always spoke to me every time. Excuse me. And I lost my voice again. So you know I enjoyed it. The preaching at night was about how Jonah would not surrender to God, and how every time God gave him another chance, he never took it. And I decided that that wasn't going to be me, and I was going to take the chance when God gave it. And God gave me that chance, and so I took it. And I realized that, like last year, I had made a decision to read my Bible, which I did for a couple weeks, and then, you know, and then sporadic, weeks and days of reading my Bible and trying to get back to where I was with God. And my counselor really helped me. He took me aside and helped me get a plan on my devotions. And so now I realize without having that time with God, I'm never going to be where I should be. So I decided to surrender all for God and to get close to him.
Hi, my name is Ethan Delaney. Most of you already know me. First of all, I'd like to start off by saying thank you to all the sponsors, and especially Brother Jeff, who was my counselor in the cabin. I think my favorite part of camp was just hanging out in the cabin. So it was me, 2 8th graders, 5 7th graders, and sometimes we wouldn't listen. So Brother Jeff just resorted to making us doing push-ups all week. So it was a rough week. But
for all of us.
Yeah. My decisions were I decided not to give up my joy for other things and to be all in, because the Bible says to whatever thy hand findeth to do with all thy might. And that was just what the Lord spoke to me about.
Good evening. My name is Brother Jeff Alisea. I just graduated high school last week. I must say, teen camp was fantastic. Let me just say, we have, First Baptist Church has an outstanding Class A type of teenagers. Let me just say, first of all, very well educated, very well behaved, had some issues, not really. We just had a good time. One of the things that I really appreciate the camp was not just the preaching, but that everybody had to get involved. There was nobody that was allowed to sit out on the sidelines. So everybody had to be involved, and that was a great rule for the camp that they had. The opportunities in the mornings when we're going to breakfast, the joy to see people just in the Word. Everybody had their small little spots, reading their Bibles, praying. I mean, it's something we don't see here at home, but seeing it at a place like that was great. It was a joy to be with your children. We had a great time. We had lots of fun swimming and a whole bunch of other stuff. It was great. One of the things that actually touched my heart was the last day when we actually had a bonfire, and they explained that the Word of God is like the fire that we see before us. They had a branding iron that was sitting inside the flame. And they were saying, like, this week that just passed by, we were like that branding iron who was being engulfed in the flames in the Word, preaching, devotions, and a whole bunch of stuff. And when they took out the branding iron, it was changed. It wasn't the same iron that was in it that went into the fire. It was bright. It was a changed substance. And not only was it changed, but it was something that was able to be impressed upon another object. So they took a board, a wooden little pallet, and they placed the iron on it, and it left an impression. Well, that's how we're supposed to be through God's Word, not just to us to be changed, but also to be impressed upon other people's. And so it was a great time. You all have very wonderful children, from the youngest to the eldest. I'm very impressed with them all. Thank you.
Hello. Oh, sorry. Okay, there you go. I'm sure. I'm sorry. My name is Genesis, and something that spoke to me was that you should give 100% to the Lord and not just half. And on July 26th, I accepted God as my Savior.
Hello, my name is Cynthia, and at camp, it was my first year, and I got saved.
Hi, my name is Daisy Salzar. This year was my second year at camp, and God really spoke to me about how being half-hearted and giving your all to Him, and how about surrendering your joy to Him. And this year I made a decision about surrendering all of my life to Him and my joy.
Okay, so first of all, I'd like to thank everybody for coming, like Miss Ashley and Brother Michael and Brother Jeff, and especially my mom, because she was our counselor, and she had to put up with us. Yeah, and I don't think she got any rest at all, because we had like cogitating time was like pretty much nap time, and every cogitating time or whatever, we would just laugh and giggle while she was trying to sleep, and she didn't really get any rest at all. And at night, we would just stay up really late. So, yeah. Okay. So, what spoke to me was on Tuesday night, the pastor, he mentioned, like, how his mom had, like, a really rough life. And then his dad was a pastor. And how, God spared him from having the life that his mom had. And that really spoke to me because, like, I feel like I should be more thankful for, like, God raising me in, like, a Christian home and stuff. So, yeah.
Hello, my name is Elwin Bumakot. This is my third year to go to this Ironwood summer team camp. It's not my third time to go to Ironwood. But this week was probably the funnest week of my summer, aside from trying to look for college and stuff. This was the funnest week I had with all these guys. Once you get to the camp, the spirit, everyone's atmosphere, everyone's clapping for you to be there. It's just awesome. And you go into your rooms, and then you realize you're going to room with Philip and Michael. Then you're like, oh, man, that happened. Anyway, it was fun. I loved rooming with all the guys there, Brother Michael especially. He was really encouraging, even during the cogitating times and just spending time together. The games are fun, and like Brother Jeff Alessia said, when everyone got involved, and like, note to self, don't give any of these people that you see here pool noodles. They are dangerous. They're like vicious. If you're wearing a paper bag on your head, it's even worse. It's an inside joke. You'll get it later if I can explain. And the food was good, and just the camaraderie we had, teenagers. As far as the Lord speaking to me, like the other teenagers said, Pastor Sutton was talking about how the Lord wanted us to surrender, and he was speaking through the book of Jonah, and he was talking about even though Jonah wasn't surrendered in a lot of areas of his life and really rejecting God, God was bringing him back to him continually, telling him, you know, he swallowed him with a whale. And it was bringing back to Nineveh. So I had to reevaluate myself, and I was thinking, okay, how does this apply to me? Because I was thinking I had to reevaluate myself. I'm not my dad. I don't have a family. I've been going to a church, so I've surrendered in that area. I graduated from a Christian school. I'm planning on going to a Bible college. What else do I have to surrender? And during his message in one of those areas, he was saying, don't mistake God's grace for his acceptance. And what I've been doing is just that. I've been mistaking God's grace, his continual grace on me, and his mercy on me because of where I am. I'm in a Christian church, and it's awesome. And I'm in a Baptist church with a bunch of people that love me and care for me. But I haven't been fully surrendered in my time. I haven't been a full witness in other areas. I just had to really dig deep to find what I'm not surrendering in. And I had to reevaluate myself. And because of that, because of my unsurrender and my the decisions I've been making and not being fully surrendered, I haven't been having as much joy as I can in the Lord, the full potential of joy. And I decided at camp I want to be all in for the Lord, to be fully surrendered, and so that I'm not mistaking his grace for his acceptance, and I'm accepted in him because I'm fully surrendered. And that's the decision I made this week. Well, thank you.
Hi, my name is Joshua Zabala. This is my third year going to camp. First of all glory to God, because he deserves our glory and our thanks and our praise and everything. Second, I think I thank my parents, because they paid for my trip and the sponsor to help pay the food that we did during fundraisers. Yes, and also to Pastor Sutton, who preached God's word, which he gave to us, and you can learn stuff from his word. And I thank Brother Derek, who took time talking to me and showing me step by step how I can actually understand God's word and messages. And okay, when people say the food was great, the food was really great. Okay, just understand that. And my decisions were to be more thankful, because I never really understood that God gave me so much, and I've never given thanks, because God died. Oh, my soul, sorry. God sent his son for us, and Jesus died for us. And I feel like sometimes we don't take the time to say, thank you, God, for dying for my sins. And God's just so good. And and another decision I made was to set my life to the Lord. And I don't know why I'm so nervous, because when the time comes, people say to me, how are you so sure that God really did die for you and that he loves you? And it says in First Peter 3:15, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you. And I honestly
cannot say that I can give an answer to the person asking that question. So I made a decision to take discipleship and to learn to be a greater witness to people around me. And man, God is really good. God is so good. Amen. And I surrendered my life to the Lord, and I wanted to say that's probably the greatest decision I'll ever make in my entire life. And I'm making a decision now to pursue God's word in my life and to go to Bible college because I want to be in the ministry. And I've been doing sound, as you know. I have been making mistakes, the feedback, and Pastor's mic, not having his wireless mic, holding his microphone. And but I haven't been really wanting to go to church anymore because I was embarrassed that people were going to say, Josh, you're making mistakes. Why do you keep on doing sound? But the thing is, the way we start with the ministry, we start small and then we go to bigger stuff. And one night, on Thursday night, when Pastor was talking about to not be, how to say this, not to be, to be fully surrendered, not half-hearted, it was me, Elwin, and Gabe, and we were talking. I mean, Gabe came, he was crying. He was like, guys, I love you so much. Thank you for taking the time and being my friends and helping me understand the word of God. And we were talking, Elwin said to me, the way we start with the revival, we start with one, and then that goes from there. And we're talking, let's start a revival in Long Beach because we need to spread the word of God. And I've been talking a lot, so I just want to say thank you for hearing me.
Hi, my name's Nathan. This is my third year at camp. I just want to say, just like a few people here, I didn't really expect to get anything out of camp this year. I thought I already knew the things I needed to know to be a Christian. But then Tuesday morning rolls around, and Pastor Parkson, our preacher for the week, he talked about, has church gotten boring for you? And have you lost your joy? And at that moment, God spoke to me. Because I was in that very position. And for the next 2 days or so, that wouldn't leave my mind. Next you know, Friday evening rolls around. And something particular Pastor Park sent and said was that God's power may be inexhaustible, but his patience is limited. Like when he was talking about how Jonah wanted mercy, but he wouldn't give any, and that really convicted me. It was it helped me make my decision this year, which is to not doubt God's will for my life and to start to have a personal relationship with Him. Thank you.
I'd like to start off by thanking each and every one of you parents and each and every one of you sponsors, you know, that helped a kid go to camp for knowing that camp is important, you know. I myself have been through, you know, half a dozen teen camps, and, you know, some of the greatest decisions in my life happened there, you know, somewhere far away from home, far away from distractions, where I made decision, you know, based from preaching from the Word of God to do something. And I just want to thank all you parents for knowing and for thinking that's important. And second, I'd like to thank, you know, all this group of kids back here. You know, they like Brother Jeff said, very well behaved, very good kids, very involved, and you know, they were just a pleasure to be around. And then lastly, I'd like to thank God, obviously, because we prayed for weeks and weeks prior to this week that God would, you know, bring, that the preacher would bring the word, and that, you know, God was going to speak. But we prayed that these kids, you know, would open up their hearts and, you know, be willing to be led by the Holy Spirit. And as you guys see and will see, you know, that's definitely what God did. So I'd like to thank Him for that.
Hello, my name is Catherine McKinley, and this was my first year going to teen camp, and I would just like to thank everyone who sponsored me to be able to go. And the message that really spoke to me was about joy, and God said that if we lose our joy, our happiness, we lose our witness, and that 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 if we lose our joy, that God gives us joy in our hard times. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Janelle Castorina, and this is my third year going to Ironwood. Going to camp, since being my third year, I was excited to make memories and not to make decisions, so I didn't go with an open heart. But after the first message, everything changed, and the decisions I made were to find my joy in the Lord and not in worldly things, and to surround myself with godly people, and if they're not godly, then witness to them, and hopefully lead them to the Lord, and also just to surrender all to God.
Hi, my name is Leah, and first off, I would like to thank all these guys because they gave me the courage to come up here, and they gave me the courage to be open-minded towards them. Before I had went to camp, I didn't have any friends. I wasn't involved. I would just sit in the corner and listen. One of the decisions that I made was to become more faithful to the Word of God. I had also made the decision to become more involved in the teen department because once I met every single one of these people, I just really wanted to become more closer to them. And thank you.
Hi, my name is Marola. This was my first year at camp. I had a really awesome time. I learned a lot of things, but mostly I learned that I need to surrender all to like Christ and like not hold anything back. And I'd like to thank Ms. Amanda for like dealing with me because like I'm really slow. That's it. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Yeshua. I don't know what to say. It's my first year at camp, and I actually really had fun, and the food was actually really great as well. What I actually learned that, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday, that I should have, that I should, like, you know, spend more time for God, because sometimes I get bored at church, and I should be more learning about Him than sleeping and getting bored, because it's actually bad for me. And I made a decision to spend more time for God and learning about Him as well.
Hi, my name is Gustavo Velasquez, and it was my first year at camp. And first of all, the food was amazing. and God really spoke to my heart. And I have to surrender my life to God, not just half of it, and spend more time with God. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Ruben Reynoso, and this was my first year at camp, and I really enjoyed it. I liked the food, the preaching, the games, and God really spoke to my heart, and I decided to be all in for Christ and to serve Him with my life, and I also decided to surrender to God. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Nathaniel, and I just want to thank Brother Jeff for putting up with us. We quite literally had him up to 12 o'clock trying to figure out, like, one riddle that we didn't figure out till like, 3 days later. That was, like, 3 hours past our bedtime, so thanks for that. Everybody that says the food was good, like, I'm the only person that should be saying that because I think I gained a few pounds over the week, so... But anyway, the games were fun. The cheers that we did with our teams were fun. But God really spoke to my heart. One message, being full-hearted for God, not being half-hearted. And I thought to myself, when I come to church, I haven't been paying 100%, giving my mind 100% to God, not paying attention enough. And that message really spoke to me. Thank you.
Okay. Hello, my name is Michael Hubbard, and two guys walk into a fancy restaurant. They order a salad and a chicken, and they don't eat the bread that you get before.
That's
so,
the joke.
Yeah, that's the joke. It's hilarious, I know. So the camp was really fun. The games were really cool, and the food was good. There, I made the decided to enjoy church more than, and because sometimes I get bored, but I need to take to heart what the preacher is saying and understand. And yeah, thanks.
Esmeralda Itagua. I want to thank Brother Jeff and Brother Elijah Slaughter for paying for me, my sister, and my brother to go to camp. The decision I made this week was my music. The music I've been listening to was wrong, I know, and I gave that up. I deleted all the bad music. And the second decision I made was to always keep God first. And I know he is a very great and perfect God. Thank you.
That was a long way down here, but I want to begin by thanking Mrs. Ashley and Ms. Amanda and everyone else who was in my cabin for dealing with me. And the food was good, but there's nothing like my mother's cooking. I think I missed and cry a little bit for it, but as everyone else said, one of the preachings was about surrendering. And when I first heard it, I was like, oh yeah, I've totally done that. But as the days passed by and more preachings came, and I think, or I believe it was Friday, as we were praying, and I just, without noticing, I started crying, and I realized that I was wrong, and I didn't surrender my all as I thought I did, and I'm not so proud that I cried, and I walked out crying, but one of the decisions I made was to surrender my all and to not focus on things that aren't really worth it. And I just want to thank again Ms. Ashley for helping me calm down, and yeah, thank you.
Hi, my name is Mark Itewa, and first I'd like to thank Brother Elijah and Brother Jeff and all the sponsors that took me to camp. And yeah, I'm just really nervous right now. I can't think straight. When the pastor preached about being half surrendered, that really spoke to me because I was always giving half of my heart, and my main decision was to give 100% of all my heart. Sorry, thank you.
My name is Michael Maris, and this week at camp, I decided to give my all to God and to stop doing just the bare minimum. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Stephen Wheeler. This was my final year of camp also, and I was actually telling my youth group this morning that now, I've been attending Ironwood Camp ever since I was in sixth grade, so this was like my seventh year going. But it's amazing to me how God speaks to me differently each and every year. But yeah, this week was no exception. Last week, God spoke to me just about surrendering my joy to Him. And you heard so many of these kids say it, but how easy it is for us to seek joy in worldly things because we don't find it in Jesus Christ. And Pastor Sutton said it on Tuesday morning. He spoke about trials and tribulations, and the absence of hurt does not bring a person joy, but the presence of Jesus Christ does. Only Jesus Christ can bring true joy, and essentially, if you're not seeking joy and satisfaction in Jesus Christ, then you'll go looking for it elsewhere. Thank you.
My name is Noah Johnson. I've been going to camp, same as Stephen, after sixth grade, 7 years. 7 years of different messages, different preachers, different people saying different things, but it all comes down to the same thing, God. In each and every year, you get a different speaker telling you to do basically the same thing, serve God. Over the years, you become dull to it, become insensitive. And Pastor Sutton talked about that you become like an ox that has been taken the prod. It gets jabbed in its side constantly, and if it refuses to listen, it just becomes insensitive to the pain, so that you literally have to hit it as hard as you can in order for it to even move. The verse that came to mind was Psalms 18:2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. My buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. David wrote that psalm thousands of years ago, and it still is true today. It tells you the power of God's word. On Monday night, Pastor Sutton started off the series of surrender. He talked about Jonah, the man who would not surrender, even though through God's countless times of grace, we may not surrender. He said, God's will, if God wills, you move, whether it is toward Him or away from Him. The story could have gone one of two ways. We know it as Jonah and the whale, but it should have been Jonah and the revival. And Jonah, despite God's grace, he still refused to surrender. He gave him chances. The first chance was when he spoke to him, telling him to go. But Jonah decided to leave and go to Nineveh, but go to Tarshish. Then he sent a storm. Jonah still wouldn't move. Then they cast lots. It was Jonah, still refused to move. And they rowed hard. Then they threw him over, and he got swallowed by a whale. Another chance. He didn't decide to kill him. God, even though God saved him from hell, he still would not listen. And it took him 3 days in the belly of the whale to finally say, okay, fine. I don't like the place I'm in, so I'll do what you say, because it has to be better than this. The belly of the whale was as likened to as hell. And in the notes that I took that was taken, it talks about how the belly of the whale was likened to hell as in a few ways. There was no room for you. Hell wasn't made for us, but we can still go there. There is no stability. It's constantly changing, constantly moving. You're out of the sight from God. And Jonah states that he felt like that, but in hell you really are. God will not communicate with you. From the belly, Jonah escaped, as we know in the story, but you can't escape hell. And that spoke to me. That was the beginning of what started speaking to me. Because when I went to camp, I wasn't thinking, oh, I'm going to learn something. God, speak to me. I was more proud. I was selfish. I was self-centered, saying, well, what are you going to tell me? What's he going to say that's going to make me change? I was prideful, stubborn. And Tuesday morning, he spoke about the joy of the Lord and how you can lose your joy in the Lord and you can become bored and become just don't care anymore. It's like, I don't want to be here. And that's how I felt. I felt bored at church, not getting anything out of the word to go in one year, right out the other. Every week. Thousands of messages that I've heard that I've just shrugged off because I was out of the joy of the Lord. I made a decision this week, firstly, to regain the joy of the Lord, to get back in His Word. I want to thank you, Brother Michael, for willing to do the devotion with me that he's committed to do with me. It's a devotional booklet that he gave me that we're going to do because I want to be right with the Lord. I also wanted to say this last thing that Pastor Sutton spoke about. His power is infinite, but his patience is not. Don't let his patience run out.
Well, as you can see, the Lord really spoke to our teenagers' hearts this week. And this is my third year being able to go with our teenagers here at First Baptist Church. And to just see the genuineness and the brokenness throughout the week was so humbling. It was a joy on, I believe it was Wednesday night, for him to preach that awesome message on Jonah. And Noah just talked about it. He compared the belly of the well to being hell, and to have Genesis immediately go to the altar at the end and get saved. And just a little while after, Cynthia talking to her counselor and getting saved, and just see the joy and just like the burden lifted off of their back. That was so great to see. But to see our teenagers getting together and praying together, and to see them weeping together, and to hear about the decisions that they were making, it touched my heart in a real way. And to see our teenagers come back and come back weeping. I've gone a couple years, and many of our teenagers have told their decisions to their Ironwood counselors, and I would hear the decisions that they made from the Ironwood counselor. But this year, it was the teenagers coming up to me and telling me the decisions that they made. I didn't have to hear it secondhand from a counselor. They were so excited, and they were so genuine about what the Lord was speaking to them about. And Miss Amanda had even mentioned it as a thought that I had, that the messages that Brother Park Sutton preached was exactly what our teenagers needed. I felt like he knew exactly where we were at, and it just felt like every message after every message, he was just driving it home right into our teenagers, and to see them respond to it was just an amazing sight to behold, and it was just a joy. And I just want to reiterate what Brother Jeff and Brother Derek said. We have some really good teenagers here, some really godly teenagers, and that's in part of the parents just doing a wonderful job. And I want to thank you for trusting me and my wife and other sponsors with your kids for a week, Monday through Saturday. That's a long time to send your kids with somebody, but thank you for that. And this is an eternal investment. I want to thank, I know the kids already mentioned it, but thank you, Brother Art, for sponsoring Trovi, and thank you, Brother Jeff, for sponsoring Ruby and Esmeralda and Alex, and Brother Elijah. I don't think I see him here tonight, but Brother Elijah Slaughter, he sponsored Ruby, Esmeralda, and Mark too. And you heard from their testimonies. God spoke to their heart, and they made real decisions, and it wasn't possible without you. I want to thank each and every one of you who would buy a hot dog when you didn't want a hot dog. Thanks for buying everything. You were able to take off over $50 off every single camper, and just thank you so much for your investment into their lives. And like I said, the preaching was just phenomenal. And when they say the food was great, the food was great. The food is great every year. But just once again, thank you so much. And thank you for praying in advance, because your prayers didn't go unheard. God answered and God moved. And it says, just a privilege to be a part, to serve here at First Baptist Church. But it's such a privilege to serve your teenagers. I love them. And I thoroughly enjoyed hanging out with you this week. And when Elwin says he got stuck with Brother Michael, it's more like, I'm making these cabins and I'm like, I'm stuck with Elwin. I'm stuck with Noah and Willis and Michael. Man, it's like I'm stuck with all these guys. And so I was happy to be home in my own bed on Saturday, not in a cabin with a bunch of smelly guys. And so, we had a great time, and I'm really thankful just how the Lord moved this week. It was really an awesome week, and I count it a privilege to have been able to be a part of it. Now, Pastor, if you'll come, just give us a few words, and then I'll give us some closing announcements after you're done. Thank
you. Let's give Michael a round of applause, shall we? He did a great job. Michael, I got something for you here. Derek, you come on up here too. Michael and Derek, come on up here. And Michael, this is for you. No, this one is for you. And thank you. Yes, sir. Appreciate your work. Derek, this is for you. Yes, sir. Anybody else get a pit in their stomach when their kid came up here? Like, Lord, please don't let my kid say something dumb. Please. Just get through the testimony. That's all I'm thinking when I'm sitting there. Please get through the testimony. You go to camp thinking games, friends, memories, and apparently food. And you leave camp saying, Jesus, surrender, joy. I told our kids on a Monday, they were pulling out. I told them, I said, three rules to camp. Our teenagers have three rules when they go to camp. Number one, you leave it better than you found it. Number two, you don't have to sit on the front row, but you can't sit on the back row. And number three, you bring the fun with you. So whatever we're doing, whatever the camp is doing, we're all doing it. We're enjoying it. We're listening. We're paying attention. We're playing. We're all involved. And at the end of the week, what's the testimony? What's the result? The result is the same. The result is the same. And here's what we're doing tonight. Tonight, we're pulling back the curtain on 5 days of nothing but preaching, games, breaking down walls, away from technology, away from TV, away from social media. Away from social media, away from social media, away from social media. I'm sorry, I got stuck on that one. We're pulling back the curtain and we're looking into a week where these young adults experience this tremendous spiritual victory. This is what you heard tonight was spiritual victory. It was spiritual warfare played out over the course of 5 days, and what you're hearing is spiritual victory. 2 Samuel chapter number 6, David leads the children of Israel to victory. In verse number 2, and David arose, he went with all the people that were with him into Baal of Judah to bring up from thence the ark of God. So David goes down. They get the ark of God, and they bring it back. The ark of God is the presence of the Lord. The joy that these young adults talked about, that's the presence of God. Surrender, that's the presence of God. So, giving up your music, giving up your social media account, giving up these things, what is that? It's the presence of God at work in their hearts and their lives. Right? So David goes down, experiences victory, finds the presence of God, the Ark of the Covenant. They come back. Verse number 5, and David and all the house of Israel played before the Lord on all manner of instruments made of fir wood, even of the harps, the psalteries, the timbres, the cornets, and on the cymbals. So they play this huge number in celebration of the presence of God being experienced in Israel again. Verse number 12. And it was told to King David, saying, the Lord hath blessed the house of Obed-Edom, and it pertaineth unto him because the ark of God. So David went and brought the ark of God out of the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David. And then he says, with gladness. So David's filled with joy. You know what you heard tonight? You heard the testimony of joy tonight. You're 39, 38 young adults stand up here and with joy say, this is what God did in my life. This is how God spoke to me. So David rejoices. These teenagers rejoiced. They went to camp, felt the presence of God, heard the voice of the Lord. They rejoiced with gladness. Verse 14, and David danced with the Lord before the Lord with all of his might. David danced before the Lord. He pours out his whole heart to God. You know what you saw tonight? You saw teenagers pouring out their whole heart. They can't control their emotions. They can't handle it. They don't know what to say. They giggle. They say this. They say that. They forget what they were going to say. They cry. What is this? It's the pouring out. It's the filling up. 5 days of filling up. Now it's the pouring out of all this gladness, all this joy, all this surrender. They're not even really for sure what to say. They're just saying, the food was really good. And they pour it out. Verse 16 is what we're doing tonight. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, David's wife. So Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window. Do you see it? Are you looking at the passage? She looked through a window. She pulled back the curtain and she saw David pouring out his heart before the Lord. She saw David full of joy and gladness. She saw David giving God every bit of himself at that moment. And saw the king David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. On the outside, looking in, saying, been there before. Seen it before, heard it before. What did James say? He said, I'd made the decision to read my Bible last week. It lasted 2 weeks. I had to make the decision again. Yeah, but you missed the point. If you go, yeah, well, he said the same thing last week. Now he had to make the same decision. He said the same thing last year. Now he had to say it again this year. The point is, he said it again this year. That's the victory. That's the victory. And then something very interesting happens. Verse 20. And David returned to bless his household. So David experiences victory, pours out his heart before the God, pours out his heart before the Lord, full of joy, full of gladness, full of happiness, all of this. Michael's looking through the window, looking down on David, despising David in her heart, saying, it won't last, it doesn't mean anything. I'm sure it didn't really count. And David goes, I want to take this that I've experienced, and I want to bring it home. I want to take what I learned and I want to bring it home. I want to take what I heard and I want to bring it home. Then David returned to bless his household. David wants to get others in on what he was a part of. That's what every one of these young adults right here just did. They said, you need to be in on this. Next year, we're taking more counselors than campers. Everybody's like, the food's good. I'm going. This is awesome. This is what they're saying. They're saying, you got to get in on this. They say the same thing David's saying. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, oh, how glorious was the king of Israel today. That's sarcasm. And every woman knows how to use it, just like Michal does. Oh, how glorious was the king of Israel today? Didn't you really put on a show? And she takes a ginormous bucket of cold water and she pours it out on David's heart. Hey, mom and dad. Sunday school teacher, deacons, staff, church members, choir members. Let us be careful that we don't say, Oh, how glorious of a thing it was today. Let's be careful that we don't reach in and grab a big pitcher of water and pour it out on what you just heard. There will always be those who doubt. Let me take a time out from you for a second.
There will always be those who doubt. There will always be those who say, psh, psh, you don't mean it. It won't last. You can't do it. There will always be those who doubt. But David doesn't get discouraged. That David is undeterred. David is unmoved. There will always be those who doubt. But the determination to live for God every day comes from within you. It's in you. This is what David is doing.
Watch. I'm in verse 21. And David said to Michal, it was before the Lord which chose me before thy father and before all the house and before all his house and appointed me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore, I will play before the Lord. Hey. God did not do in your heart this week what he did so you could do it before us. God did in your heart this week so you could live out before him the decision that you made. I love David goes even farther, verse 22. I will yet be more vile than this. He said, you ain't seen nothing yet. I will be yet more vile than thus. And I will be more base in my own sight. And of the handmaidens of which thou hast spoken of them shall I be had in honor. And maybe the saddest verse in all of this passage is not the fact that Michal discouraged David. That's true. That's happened at the very beginning of time. That's happening since they left the Garden of Eden. It's Cain and Abel. Abel wanting to live right and Cain wanting to live wrong. And Cain and Abel, and they're having it out. And Cain thinking Abel thinks he's better than everybody because you went to camp and you made a decision. This is happening since the beginning of time. And maybe the saddest verse in all this is not the fact that Michal discouraged David. Maybe the saddest verse in all of this, verse 23. And therefore Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child until the day of her death. Do you see the separation that was caused because of this? Do you see like that there was a real physical consequence? Because when David came, poured out his heart, full of joy, full of gladness, looking to God, thanking God for God's presence in his life, happy, wanting to get Michal in and his family in on it. And Michal reaches into the kitchen, reaches in the refrigerator, pulls out the big cup of cold water, pours it out on David. And David at that point goes, whoa. And there's an actual physical separation. Listen, there are some people you need to separate from because they're nothing but cold water on what God is doing in your heart. Because they're nothing but cold water in what God's doing in your heart. There will always be those that doubt. There will always be those that discouraged. But David remains determined to play before the Lord. Our teenagers experienced a major victory this week. You heard it, didn't you? Amen. Our teenagers experienced a major victory this week. Let me ask you a question. How will you encourage them in the decision that you just heard? How will you encourage them in the decision that you just heard? You know what some of us need to do? We need to write them a letter this week. The one or two kids that really spoke to your heart when they gave a testimony, you need to make a note of it, jot them a note, shoot them a text message, walk up to them Wednesday night, put your arm around them on the way out of service tonight and say, hey, I just want you to know I believe in you. I'm confident that you're going to follow through on that decision. And if you ever need anything, I'm here to help you. They need to hear that from you. They need to hear that from me. They need to hear that from us. Moms and dads, they need to hear that from us. They need to hear us go, good for you. And don't look back. That's what they need to hear. That's what they need to sense. That's the affirmation that they need from us. And whether you get any of the affirmation, whether you get none of the affirmation, you determine to follow the Lord no matter what. You determine to follow the Lord no matter what. You go thinking it's going to be games, friends, and food. And you find out it's Jesus, surrender, and joy. Don't you wish you'd go to camp? I mean, not to sleep on those beds. I mean, I have no desire to do that. But to enter into that. Hey, listen. You don't have to go to camp to sense the presence of the Lord. You don't have to go to camp to sense the presence of the Lord. As you can, even at this very hour, draw near to God. Live with the joy of the Lord in your heart. Surrender your all to God. And refuse to stay on the outside looking in. It's your choice. It's your choice. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. Father, we thank you for these young